1936 will be remembered as one of the difficult, one of the most difficult years in the fighting against Judaism, the communists against, yeah, against Judaism. Lots of bad happened. And it was the 15th of the month of Cheshvan, Ma Cheshvan, the night, Monday, Sunday night, really. Ta'anit Bahab, beginning it was Bahab after Sukkot. By the way, tomorrow's Bahab. And in Nebat, the Gedolim said there that the people should try to fast even half a day if they're able to. Even if they're not, at least they should give tzedakah like a fast, like usually given on a fast day. Especially that Hashem took away tzaddikim from us, and the situation is not so easy.
What?
Tomorrow, you don't even have to accept upon yourself. If it's only half a day, you just do it. Till after mincha, 1:15, you have a mincha here. Afterwards, you have a little meal. Good.
There's slichot
in the morning. If you want to accept upon yourself, so it's good to accept by mincha time. Even if you did daven mincha by mincha time, meaning when it's along, it's still there. At the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you can see it says, "I'm accepting by myself tomorrow to have a fast." So once the fast is full, but a half a day is also important. If someone can fast a half a day tomorrow, it's a big thing. From the morning until after mincha, the 1:15 mincha, it's good enough. Monday. And Thursday, Monday. What?
No,
it's called Ta'anit Bahab. Monday, Thursday, Monday, which is after Chag. After Sukkot we do it, and after Pesach we do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Okay. Ankale. Yaakov. Tov. So that was night, right. And his daughter says a story. At that time, we're sleeping in the big room in our house in Uman. Our brother Moshe, we sent him a long time ago to Turchin, because we heard that also he was on the blacklist. And we're
his
sleeping.
Brother,
what?
We have Levi. He had a brother.
A son.
Oh, a son.
And we're sleeping calmly in the big room. Our mother comes in. She was all white. And she whispers to us, "They came to take Abba." Immediately we shook up. We didn't have to understand. We knew what it means to take. We understood the situation. Rav Levi Yitzchak, they knew. They heard that they're coming. Rav Levi Yitzchak remembers also years later, and there was knocking on the window. Benda lives here? Yeah. Didn't know where it is yet. Still, they didn't even know who knocked on the window. They burst the door open, and they were inside. They were there. You could see on his face, they say, when Levizo was saying the story, the fear that he had then already, even though it was decades before. The NKVD, the secret service, what if it was secret police, they were there. They burst in, right? And no one forget, the family doesn't forget that night. And he was with a cold face, with shining eyes. He hugged each kid. And they went. It could be that he will go forever. They don't know. You don't know. Our father, he said, was our everything for us. And they took him away. But it wasn't just a personal fear. Personal sorrow, it was the sorrow of all the people in Uman. Because first of all, that was supported by Levi Yitzchak. And also, the reason why he was taken is because he took care of everyone. That's why they took him away.
Did they take it away the father of Rabbi Levi?
No. She's saying that they took away our father.
This is the daughter.
The daughter is saying the story. Levi Yitzchak said this himself, what happened afterwards, after they took him out of the house. By the way, it was freezing out at that time. It's already cold then. It's October. It's cold, very cold in the Ukraine in October. It can be very cold. And they also caught Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Rosen.
He took the Pesukim also.
Also on the same night, they didn't know yet that they did. Only the next day they found out that they were both in jail together. They put them in the jail in Uman. How did he find out? Because they had a few minutes a day that they were allowed to go in the courtyard, and they announced the names of the prisoners, so they heard each other's names. When he heard that also Rabbi Yochaim was caught, and he heard that Rabbi Yitzchok was caught, they were very sorry, because Rabbi Yochaim would always hope that if they catch me, Rabbi Yitzchok will take care of his son, Kalman. Now they're both here, who's going to take care of his son? Immediately when I entered jail, Rabbi Yitzchok said, first thing, I learned Likutei Maharan, Torah 14, word by word. It's a very long Torah, it's 10 pages. He knew it all by heart, of course. And that's what he did. He didn't have a book. So he went Torah Yudalel, Torah on peace. He learned it word for word.
He's in his 20s now?
He's in his 30s.
30s?
Yeah.
By
heart, cold. It's very difficult to be in that jail, in a closed room, dark, with all these goyim. But we got used to our, and we even gave up our time that we had to go outside to breathe air, and we sat and learned together, you know, the Rabbi Yochaim. And half an hour, the goyim weren't there, so maybe it's like with the Rabbi Yochaim, they were together sitting chavusa. And Rabbi Yochaim also, he wrote a letter about it. I remember the first night he took me to jail. It was the middle of the night. It was very, very cold. And the moment they put me in this place we called the Karitin, that's the beginning of Gehenna Mamash. There were a few goyim already there. And they asked me, well, why did they take me? What was going on in the world? Because you don't know anything. No, you don't know anything. When you're there, you're disconnected completely. And I was so scared because it's the first time I was in such a place. I didn't know what to do. And then there, the custom was, they brought the first thing they do, they look through his pockets and everything to see he has nothing with him. Especially they don't have a book or tefillin, chas v'shalom, asur. But I had tefillin. It was a big chiddush by the goyim over there that I had tefillin. They didn't catch it, but the goyim saw it, the prisoners. After a while, someone stole from me the tefillah of Yad. And I had only tefillin shalosh. I thanked Hashem, that Baruch Hashem, at least I have tefillin shalosh. Okay? And then he continues saying, afterward, they took also Rav Levi Yitzchok, another one of our friends, Rav Nosson Kotik, and they said that we are blamed. What are we accused? They were accused for kontra revolutia.
Counter revolution.
Yeah. Doing against the government, the kitzur. It's not some stealing or something. It's samash. And I'm talking that they say that you talk in front of people to bring the giving mirat shamayim. We know what you do. Again, you have to remember that a lot of people that were snitching, they were Jews. So they knew all these things. And they said that according to this law, that what I'm guilty in, the minimum that I'm going to get is either 3 years in jail, and the worst thing will be dead, to kill me. That's what he said. And my case was big, was thick, a lot of papers they had in it. And they had all kinds of testimonies from all kinds of people about how bad I am and all kinds of things I do against their government. So, that, tomorrow we continue about the family of Levi Yitzchok. And obviously, Levi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yochaim were saved because they were here in El Sod afterwards, but it's the whole story how they were saved. Someone had to pay with his life the fact that they were saved.